All right, I am talking with Captain Michael Burns. Things are happening at Mass Maritime Academy this semester, and it's great to have you with me, Captain Burns. And specifically, I have you on to talk about the Massachusetts Maritime Academy's Maritime Center for Responsible Energy. It is celebrating its 5th year this year. So I know you are involved with this program. And I guess I'll let you first tell me kind of about the, important anniversary that this is being celebrated, this 5th year for this center, for the Maritime Center for Responsible Energy. Just talk about how this program's gone, and then we'll kind of cut to how what why it's important right here and right now today.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me, and we are excited to be going into our 5th year of operations as the Center for Responsible Energy, and we've always done professional development training on campus for our graduates and for those out in the industry who need to renew or upgrade credentials, and really, so this was established to deliver training to support the renewable energy industry, to help us develop really robust collaborative relationships with stakeholders in renewable energy, and help support the development of a strong and diverse local workforce.
Great. And right on cue, because I mean, the number of times that I've mentioned the phrase burgeoning offshore wind industry anymore, it seems like a lot, because it really is. It's just getting bigger and bigger, this industry. So I mean, talk about, I mean, it seems like this is the perfect thing for you guys to have, for cadets who want to pursue careers in this field.
Yeah, so we kind of like to say that we've been training people to work offshore for over 130 years, and so we're happy to apply that experience to this new industry. At the end of the day, it is another offshore operation with tremendous benefits to the local economy, and certainly there are some risks involved with that, and the training that we provide helps those workers going offshore to be safe while they're out there.
Can you talk about the specific things that the center does train cadets for?
Yeah, so we are training mostly individuals who are going to work offshore, either in a construction or an operational capacity. We've trained over 700 participants in what's called the Global Wind Organization Basic Safety Training Standards, which is an internationally recognized industry-developed standard.
I see that you guys have won a number of awards, and so I mean, that's anytime that happens, that's a real validation of what you guys do. Can you just talk about the recognition that this program has received?
Yeah, so we were very proud and very honored to have received the 2022 Ventus Award for Health and Safety Program of the Year. And that award is given out by the Oceantic Network, which is a US-based industry networking organization. We have a training partnership with Rely on NewTek, which is one of the largest providers of GWO training in the world, and we received that award. We were a co-recipient of that award with them, so it was a really nice recognition of all the hard work that our instructors are doing every day.
Great. I guess just if I could have you circle back, to about the importance of this. America's always has been, for a very long time, and the world really, trying to solve the energy crisis. And obviously, I think the people that want clean energy into the picture, besides the reduction of pollution, are looking forward to someday maybe it being you know, something that's, you know, a very reliable thing. So can you just talk about, you know, with that in mind, you know, the importance of this center for those who want to learn to, you know, propel this industry forward? You know, just the significance and importance of, you know, the whole deal and, you know, you guys, you know, just kind of being part of the fight to, you know, make this renewable energy picture much more clear.
Sure. So there's a couple of ways that we are participating and getting involved in this industry. Certainly with our cadets and our graduate students, all of the majors that we offer have relevance to the offshore wind industry in one form or another, whether it's our traditional license track majors with marine transportation and marine engineering, serving as the vessel operators that would carry all of the equipment to and from the construction sites and the operation of the vessels that are there on site, to the energy systems engineering and facilities engineering majors that are involved with the power generation and distribution, our marine science, safety, and environmental protection majors involved with all of the environmental concerns that go into a large project like this, and of course maritime business as well, which you know, at the end of the day, these are businesses that are solving very important issues for us, but are also you know, trying to make money as well.
Right. Captain Burns with Mass Maritime Academy, talking about the Mass Maritime Academy's Maritime Center for Responsible Energy. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about this?
I would say that we are grateful for the support that we've received for the development of these programs, mostly from the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center, whose support with grants and funding help us establish these programs. We appreciate the faith of the companies who have sent students to us to complete this training on an ongoing basis, and we are training them to work in an unforgiving environment, and we take that training very, very seriously, and look forward to continuing to grow our contributions to this industry.
I guess the only other question that's popped in here is, do you anticipate, you know, any real tangible expansion of wind energy training and education at Mass Maritimes, or anything cooking at this current moment that you know of?
Well, so in the MCRE, in the Center for Responsible Energy, we're currently working on expanding the number of course offerings under the GWO suite of programs, most notably an advanced rescue training program, which is something that we're working on actively, and expansion of our basic technical training modules, which are designed for entry-level technician work. It would allow them to then move on to a proprietary type of training program. And we are constantly evaluating how best we can serve the industry and looking to expand as we're able to.
All right. Well, we should jump back on when it reaches the 10-year anniversary.
Look forward to it.
That'd be good.